On those fires, do you ever give a thought to the people who have volunteered their time to help do that very important life-saving work? I wonder if you think about that much. Unless you've met them maybe face-to-face as they come to your property, you might not really know much about who they are or why they do it. They are at fires for hours on end, in a volunteer capacity a lot of the time, or maybe even as their second job. Our ABC reporter Lucy Thackeray spoke to a few volunteer firefighters about their role as we deal with these mega fires in what are really unprecedented conditions.
Okay, my name's Jenny Gibbons. I am the call-out officer for Narara Royal Fire Brigade. I joined 2 days after my 18th birthday because it was after the January 94 fires, and we decided as a family we never wanted to be in a situation where we didn't know what to do. So I actually work part-time, and this is my full-time job. Easy 50, 60 hours a week. Every hour of the day, I do a 22-hour day easily with call-outs. But I have a very understanding workplace. My manager will be a bit worried about me being out here. I know she will be. But they're very understanding. They're like, we knew when we took you on that you are part of the community service, and that's okay. You got to do what you got to do, and especially at this moment in time, I always put kind of work first. Family comes first, then work, then brigade. That's the rule.
Tell me about the types of people who volunteer as well. I imagine you have all different types of backgrounds.
We do. We have obviously male, female, young, old, people with disabilities, different capabilities, and there's a job for everybody. Don't think that you actually have to be on the front line. Like, I am a frontline firefighter, but there's no room for me on the truck. So I'm up here at the staging area doing, helping with the parking, organising different things. So, I mean, I do it because, yeah, I love my community and I want to keep it safe.
My name is Alexander and I'm 21 and I'm from Newcastle area.
And tell me about working these fires. What have you been up to?
Blacking out, putting back burns in, property protection. This is second day on here at the 3 Mile Fire, but I've only been on strike teams, so they're 12-hour commitments, and it's probably the 8th one I've been on in the last 2 months.
Why is it so important for you to volunteer your time?
I know, I just felt it's the right thing to do, be there for the community.
And what about the other people who you work with?
Yeah, a lot of them have their own businesses, a lot of them work all over the place, and they still can make the commitment to come here. I really do feel fulfilled coming out here. It makes me feel happy at the end of the day, knowing I hopefully saved a property or two.
Yes, my name's Kent. I'm 53 and I'm from Fletcher.
And how long have you been with the RFS for?
30 years now. Yes. Yeah, I started roughly back in 1985 when the fires came through on Northern Beaches, and they've been in it ever since.
What do you do as a day job, and how do you manage to work with RFS as well?
I'm actually maintenance at Hunter Valley Gardens, and they're very generous and allow me to take the time off to do the firefighting. They have X amount of days where we can take off, and you get paid. It's up to the employer. Sometimes they can, sometimes they can't, depending on what the state of the fire actually is. When it's a state of emergency, they're pretty good to us, and we'll pay my wage for that particular day. So we've been busy, obviously, this year, so hopefully things might calm down shortly. We get some rain. We're desperately, desperately in need of it, particularly out where work is at the Cessnock and Pocolbin out there. So, it hasn't kind of stopped, and can't see it getting any better unless we get some rain. So.
Do you often hear from other people who have a bit of a trickier time with their employees with getting time off?
I would like to see myself, the government set up a scheme where the employers can go, yes, we've got an RFS person working for us, and be able to put in a form and claim for their wage. And I think the government should then supply, you know, pay back the company for that time for the volunteer. I mean, what I feel sorry for is the people. Like, we've got one fellow in our crew, and he worked for himself. He's self-employed, so if he's here, he's not making any money, right? And so far, you know, we're in the first couple of weeks of summer, and, you know, he's spent more time here on the fire ground than he has in his own business. This is my way of actually giving a donation to the community. You know, once my pay runs out, well, I just keep going, and it's my way of paying back to the community. We nearly, you know, lost our home years ago, so this is my way of paying the community back. Plus, the skills you learn, the training you get, the camaraderie you get. I mean, like, this particular brigade is like my second family.
There you go. the many different types of rural fire service volunteers working on those mega fires out around Wollumbi, Laguna, Mangrove Mountain. And you heard there from firefighters from Narara, Newcastle, Fletcher. My goodness, they do an amazing job, don't they? And you just got a bit of an insight into how they make it happen.